Hello and welcome to episode 12 of the NAFcast on 23rd of June 2015. I'm Sano638, the NAF Media Officer, and any views expressed in the podcast are mine alone and do not represent NAF Committee or the NAF as a whole. I'll try and give you a load of facts about the Blood Bowl world from the last week, interspersed with a few of my opinions, but hopefully you'll be able to tell which are my opinions and which are actual facts. It's been another busy week in the world of Blood Bowl. There was the response to possible Blood Bowl 2 rule changes happening, but so that conversation has been rolling on TFF. Connected to that, there was mention of a new Blood Bowl rules committee. This was previously discussed in NAF committee, and now we are trying to get opinions from the wider Blood Bowl community about this. And so we went on TFF and said, what do you think? What should happen? And there are obviously certain parameters that need to be discussed, and we're trying to get ideas about those. So if you do have any ideas, do go on TFF and chip in about those. Because there are different ways of playing Blood Bowl now. There's the tournament scene, there's the league scene, and then there are various online ways of playing. And the any potential Blood Bowl Rules Committee would have less or more degrees of say into which rules people use. And so if no one is going to use a new set of rules, for example, then there's not a lot of point in having a new rules committee. But if lots of people are going to use a new set of rules, then there's a bit more merit into that. As well as that, there's a whole load of conversation that need to happen about who should be on such a committee, and how big it should be, and what data they would need, and all that sort of stuff. But that's all happening on there. As well as that, we've had the nominations period since last time for the league director. We've got three nominees, and next week's episode, I'm happy to present interviews with all three of those that'll lead into the Q&A. The question and answer session has already started on the NAF forum. Each of the candidates has produced an opening statement. And then there are questions being presented, both sort of generic questions to all the candidates and specific questions about what those candidates have written. The opening statements are all available on the NAF.net for public view, but then the Q&A is obviously happening on the NAF forum, which is you can only access if you're a current NAF member. But it's only a fiver or so to join up, so definitely worth joining the NAF to partake in that. And what would be really good is if we got a load of people voting. So if you are a NAF member, particularly if you're listening to this, then you're pretty well attuned to the world of Blood Bowl, I would guess. And so do make a point of going on and reading the various Q&A and then making your mind up. It looks like we've got three really strong candidates. We've got Blamaham from North America, who runs the Thunder Bowl League out there, which is a pretty big league. We've got Stan Richardson, who is Winkle Picker, and he is from Newcastle in the UK. And then we've got Stevo from New Zealand. So we've got a completely global spread of people there who've all got really strong attributes. And I won't try and explain the attributes of each of them here. I'll let them do that in their own words, hopefully next week. And obviously they've done that in their own words on the forum as well. So definitely worth a read, because they've all produced big sort of bits of text that explain who they are, where they're from, what their Blood Bowl history is, and as well as that, what their ideas are, which is obviously very important for the election. And there's two sort of strands, I suppose, to being elected as league director. There's all their league director stuff that they want to do, and then there's the general NAF involvement, because they'll be a voting member on the NAF committee, and so they'll have a lot of say into anything like the Blood Bowl Rules Committee. If such a thing was going to happen, then any potential league director would have a say on, particularly on the league side of any rule book that might be coming out, you might think. I don't know. But this is definitely the time to get involved if you want to get involved in that election. No point in moaning afterwards, after all. Speaking of the committee, we have this episode an interview with Beppe, who is the NAF president, and I'll bring that to you in a minute. We cover a wide range of different topics, from whether the NAF presidency is how he expected, to what he hopes still to achieve in the next few months that he's got left of his presidency, We talk about the different communities that there are in the world of Blood Bowl and how different people can get involved, and much more. So do hang on for that. I'll bring that to you before too long. You might also have noticed, if you are heading to the World Cup, that you have had an email from the organisers. This is the first of a series of World Cup newsletters that the organisers are producing independently of, well, sort of independently of the NAF. They're sending them out themselves to everyone who has signed up to go. They'll be appearing on Facebook as well to keep everyone informed. We are now up to 920, I think, players attending. So we've very much gone through the 900 barrier. Still looking for a couple of refs. Again, a lot of the people who are attending should be quite experienced Blood Bowl players anyway, so there won't be that much refereeing needed. But with 900 people there, having a few organisers would be a good idea. They've got lots of people on the organising team, certainly, but a few referees just to hang around and sort out any problems would be good. So if you have a good working knowledge of the rules of Blood Bowl and fancy a trip to Italy in November, you get free accommodation, free food, and you get the goodies as well, I think. So you think you get the team and the board. There may not be a board. There's definitely a team. But you get the goodies associated with the World Cup. But also the free accommodation and free food is a big thing as well. And you get to experience all the atmosphere of the World Cup without actually playing the games. I'll be there doing a whole load of media stuff. We'll see how much I can actually get done in terms of live streaming and things like that. But I've got lots and lots of ideas, certainly. So I think at that point, I think that's the week of Blood Bowl sort of wrapped up. I will move on to the interview with Beppe and remind you that if you've got any reason to get in touch, do so via the NAF Twitter account, the NAF Facebook page, or officialnaf@gmail.com. Lots of people also get in touch by doing various comments on random pages in the NAF.net, and that's fine. All roads lead to Rome. I get everything. So until next week, have a great Blood Bowl week. And here is me and Beppe. Cheerio. So if we start at the beginning, has being president been as you expected?
In a way, yes, because I was already inside the NAF organization because I was a NAF tournament organizer for Italy.
Oh, okay.
So I was quite involved in tournament organization with PP and Lycos. And so I saw how NAF worked. And
all
so
right.
In a way, I expected that the role of being president was quite challenging, especially this year for the upcoming World Cup. And so, yeah, I expected some challenging spots to... whenever I was here.
Yeah, and has it been the challenges you expected, or has there been anything different?
No, there were also unexpected challenges, because there are maybe members who asked for something special, some difficult questions, some issues, and so on. So not everything was expected, but still challenging.
Okay, cool. So one of the things that's going on at the moment is about league director, and that was one of the things that you talked about in your manifesto.
Yeah.
So what do you think that should achieve?
Well, I expect a lot from the new league director, and I hope that the new NAF league director will achieve a better involvement in leagues for the NAF. At the moment, NAF is... Well, mostly for tournaments, but a lot of players just play leagues and not tournaments, and I think that the NAF should care about leagues just as well as we care about the tournaments. And so I think that the new league director will have a lot of things to do.
Yeah, they've got lots of ideas. We've got three standing now, which is really good.
I'm very happy about that.
Yeah. Yeah, one from North America, one from England, and one from New Zealand.
New Zealand, yes.
And so New Zealand...
They all have very different ideas, and I think that it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting reading... I just read Blummerham's one about Thunder Bowl, and you don't know that these big leagues, or how big these leagues are, do you, until they come up, and so it's that sort of thing. It's raising awareness,
right.
Isn't it?
That's right. I know about some leagues, but just because I talk with foreigner people at tournaments like Euro Bowl, otherwise I don't know how big are leagues outside Italy.
No, even that basic data about how many leagues there are and how big each one is.
Really, just, a lot.
We don't know that.
No. And it could be very good just to have a map of all leagues played in the world. Could be very interesting for NAF.
Yeah. Because we started having that on the website, but it was never integrated.
Yeah, properly. Not yet.
So next soon.
Soon, I hope so.
So this year is the World Cup. Are you happy with how that's going?
Yeah, I'm very happy because I left the organization with a lot of things to do, but I completely trust them, and I know that they are very good at organizing big events like that. They are the same people who organize Lucca Comics and Games,
okay,
which is even bigger than the World Cup. And so I trust them a lot. So I'm very happy about how they are running the organization. I know that they have regular meetings every 2 weeks, and they keep me constantly updated about that. Mm-hmm. And I think that everything is under control, and we're going to have a really good World Cup.
Brilliant. I've just had contact from Andrea. He said there was an email that went out this week.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
Yeah. It's the first official NAF World Cup newsletter.
Yeah.
And soon it will be followed by others. And I just heard from him today that because I asked him about the numbers, because they opened a second window for registration, and he told me that at the moment we have 152 teams which subscribed. Wow. So more than 900 people. That's a lot.
Excellent.
Yes.
That's good. So, are you happy with how your presidency is going? Then, are you achieving everything you?
Well, I don't know yet. I will know for the end of this year. I have some aims I would like to achieve for the end of this year. Of course, a good World Cup would be the first of my aims. And secondly, I'm working for a new tournament software.
Yep.
And the new website.
Yeah.
Just some really
small,
challenging.
Just some small things then.
Yes. And so I will see at the end of this year. Maybe I will look behind and see what I've done.
Yeah. And what do you get much feedback from people about how they think you're doing?
Yeah, especially when I go abroad. I talk with people at the Euro Bowl and at the NAF Championship. And, well, they were quite happy, but, I mean, I talk with, 5 people or something more about the thing. So I'm not sure, about what people think about my presidency.
Yeah. Do you think
I hope they think good.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think you will stand again?
Well, as I said before, I'll wait for the end of my this year.
Yeah.
For now, I have to fully concentrate on the World Cup and on other things I'm working at. And at the end of this year, I will look all the achievement I will have done, and so I will decide if I will stand again or not.
Okay, cool. So talking about elections, why do you have any feeling for why more people don't vote? Because we've got 2,000, 3,000 members.
Yes, yes. Well,
we get 200 people voting.
Yeah. That's a shame. And, yeah, maybe, some people, just don't care about that. They just, get the membership just for playing tournaments, but they really don't care about the NAF per se. But I think that, some other people, maybe are not aware about these events like elections, because maybe that they have older emails on the site, so because maybe those people subscribed 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't get the current newsletters. So maybe that there are a lot of people who are not fully aware of what's going on the NAF. I hope that it will change with the new website.
Mm-hmm.
Because we will renew the email addresses. And so I think that all the members at that moment will be reached by the newsletter, and so everyone will be aware on what is happening inside the NAF.
Okay. So we have the different communities, obviously, in the world.
Yeah.
Are there any sort of big communities that you think the NAF doesn't reach?
Yeah, I think that communities like the Spanish community, the French one, and the Italian one are not really inside the big knife communities, but just because they have maybe their own forum on which they talk. And also because I think that language is could be a barrier.
Yeah.
Especially because a lot of those people from Spain, France, and Italy don't speak a very good English, and so for them it's difficult to get involved. They would like, but it's quite difficult.
Is there an Italian like equivalent to like the NAF website where there are, because there is a forum, and
yes.
Are all the resources and things in one place as well?
No. We have just the forum, and yeah, we have some resources, but some, I think, just the rule book and nothing more. For the rest, we use the just NAF site for the resources, and we exchange by emails and But it's just a forum. Yeah. So we have not a site like the NAF one. Maybe that's in the future when we'll have the new website. Maybe that we could have some communities like the Italian one more involved. Maybe with a good forum inside the NAF website.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Because we got the leaflets translated.
Yes.
So if we had some people, they could translate.
Yes, that's a very good idea. That's a very good idea. But I think that the biggest barrier is the language.
Yeah.
And that's the reason, because the communities who are not fully involved are the French, the Spanish, and the Italian.
Yeah. Okay. We talked about getting leagues more involved in the NAF. What about online Blood Bowl? What's your feeling about where the NAF should go with online Blood Bowl?
Well, I'm very happy that we had some events NAF sanctioned, like the Road to NAF Championship, who worked on Fumble.
Yeah.
And last year we had the same event on the Cyanide game. And well, it's always Blood Bowl, so I'm very happy to have some NAF-related events also online. I don't think that every event should be sanctioned, because in that way we would have more NAF-sanctioned event online than tabletop. But
yeah.
I think that it could be a very good idea to have some big events every year, both on Fumble and, maybe not, maybe Cyanide as well. We'll see when Blood Bowl 2 will come out.
Yeah. I don't know if there'll be any customizable stuff inside it.
I don't know either, but... we'll see. We are all waiting for Blood Bowl 2.
Yeah. And what's your... So, connected to that, what's your take on a BBRC, on the status of that? Because that's... Because Gegster started talking about that on TFF.
Yeah. Well, I think that there are some rules that need changing, and I think that every Blood Bowl player is aware of that. Some rosters as well, and some new teams that already came out, and some others that will come out soon on the Cyanide game. And those rosters should be evaluated. So I think that this is the right moment to have a new BBRC to work on those issues. And of course, we have to select the group. Of course, we have to decide if it's worth of having a BRC again. Then we should select a group and taking attention of selecting the right people to get in the committee. And then, of course, they have to work very hard by testing and judging the rosters and the rules. So it's going to be a very long trip.
Yeah, that's the thing, really. It's going to take a while, isn't it?
Yes, more than a year.
Yeah. And then who do you think would be using a new set of rules? Because the Cyanide rules will be what they are. I don't think we're going to have much influence.
No. I think that tabletop players will use those rules. I hope that Fumble players will use them too. Of course, all hypothetically speaking.
Yeah. Okay. So, returning to the website, I guess, because at online side, what do you have a sort of vision for what that would look like? How far down that road sort of are we at the moment?
Yeah. First of all, I'm not a computer technician, so I just speak for a user. And I'd like the site to be more involved with the socials. And I'd like to have maybe one page for every member with his own avatar, his own score, with the prizes he achieved in his own career. So a lot of informations. Well, I think that a very good site could be one involved with the socials, like Facebook, Twitter,
right,
and so on. We have to move forward because the times are changing, and we have to follow them.
And do you think that it's going to be possible to get the different communities on board with that?
Yeah.
If it's right.
I think that the first step could be to take aboard the communities with the leaks. In my vision, the NAF website should host leaks, like OBBLM, for example, and so every league should have the chance to get on the NAF website and design their own small website of their own league inside the NAF website. And so that could be the first step to get all the NAF members more involved in the NAF website.
Okay. So speaking of NAF members being involved, what it's quite a small... I don't know, what's your impression of how many of NAF members are involved in the NAF? How big is the NAF staff at the moment in terms of who's involved?
Well, I think at the moment it's quite bigger than when I became president. I think that we are growing, and so we need to be a lot. I mean, we need some committees to work on different tasks. For example, we need the rewards committee to work on the NAF gifts. And we need the league director for getting the leagues more involved. We need the media officer inside the committee, as you know.
Yeah.
And so I think that we need more staff, also because we are all volunteers.
Yeah.
And so we cannot fully commit on our work on the NAF. And so for having the thing properly done, we need a lot of people, because maybe that when a person is busy in his real life, we have to have another person in the same group, in the same committee, who can work on these other person's tasks.
Okay, cool. So if people wanted to get involved, what should they do? Just contact
Yeah, contact the NAF, contact me, the tournament director, the media officer. I think that whenever they want, they can just send an email. Of course, I'm always available, and so they can just contact me, and they can tell me what they should like to do. And we have a lot of work to do, so it won't be a problem to find them a place in the NAF.
Yeah, and do you think, so going the other way, that's what NAF members could do. Do you think the NAF does enough? Do you think it's worth being a member of the NAF? Obviously, you do in terms of you being a member, but do you think it's convincing enough for people to say you should join the NAF for this reason at the moment, whatever that reason is?
Well, I think that every one of us can do always more, and I'd like to do more every time. But I think that we're doing quite a lot. As I said, I have some challenging projects that are going on. And we're working a lot with those projects, and well, it's a hard work to do. So I think that we'll see the results in a few months. And so, well, I can give you a more proper answer in a few months, but I think that we're doing a lot.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much.